The world's best are here in Australia. 40 teams from 23 countries taking part in a 3,000-kilometre challenge. That World Solar Challenge, from Darwin to Adelaide, powered by 100% solar. And we've covered it before in past years here on Breakfast. Over the last 12 years, the Dutch and the Japanese have won every race between them, except one upset win by the University of New South Wales. One of the local entries this year is called Team Arrow, and it's sponsored by the Queensland University of Technology. Cameron Chusley is the team leader. Cameron, hello there.
Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
Well, and you're just north of Port Augusta, I understand, which is not that far from the finish line. Will you hit the finish line in Adelaide today?
I think we're probably going to hit the finish line early tomorrow morning, to be honest. The weather around Port Augusta is starting to turn a little bit on us, and because we're completely solar-powered, we need the sun. So hopefully we'll get very light rain this afternoon and get through it.
How far are you behind the race leader at the moment?
Right now about 400 to 600 kilometres. A couple of the teams, again the Japanese and Dutch, have pulled right out a couple of very amazing cars that they've got this year, and we're sitting just a little bit back. So we passed through Cooper Pedy and we'll be heading for Port Augusta today.
And are you disappointed not to be sort of up amongst the leaders, given Team Arrow performed a fantastic starter lap and achieved pole position?
Look, to be honest, we're really delighted where we're at. For us to put the car on pole was just an amazing experience, and something was completely unexpected for us. This team didn't exist 12 months ago, and we're running against teams that have budgets in the multiple millions of dollars, and we've got anything like that in terms of what we're working with here. We won that pole position on a 15-year-old motor and a wheel that had been pulled out of a second-hand scrapyard. So we were quite pleased to be beating a multi-million-dollar car. Well, look, we're really delighted with where we're at. It's a great position for us based on where we're at with the team.
Yeah, it's great work. We're speaking with Cameron Chusley. He's the team leader of Team Arrow in the Solar Challenge. He's speaking to us on a sat phone from just outside Port Augusta. It's a race, Cameron, but fundamentally this is a design competition, a high-tech design competition. What's the design of your vehicle? What's it look like?
It's a four-wheel vehicle. It looks probably more like an aircraft than a normal car, to be honest. It's shaped like a wing, so there's a very narrow nose and a very long tail. It's about the same size as a normal car. And then the driver sits right in the middle of the vehicle in a quite small cockpit. It's all really about aerodynamics. So for us to be able to do, we were doing close to 100 kilometres an hour at times yesterday with this vehicle. We've got less power in the vehicle than you have in your toaster at home. So it's really about making the vehicle as absolutely efficient as possible. And to do that, it's all really about aerodynamics.
And the team is made up of some students, not all students, are they?
No, it's a combination of industry and students. A number of people who are interested in this in Brisbane looked at it and thought, look, this has been in our backyard. There hasn't been a team running from Queensland for nearly 15-odd years, and we thought it was important to do it. So we put together an industry team and then aligned ourselves with QUT, and the students have been fantastic. We've had students building and designing the car, and students driving it as well. But it's a combination of industry and students that are doing this.
Well, never mind the student drivers. You've actually got a former Formula One Ford race car driver, Chris Ahern, as your lead driver. What attracted Chris, and what can Chris bring to this, given there are only a couple of corners on that 3,000-kilometre racetrack of the Stuart Highway?
Well, he might have been part of our secret weapon in getting that pole position. Although he did apparently beat a junior Formula One driver to do it. So we're quite pleased. Chris is a former amateur Formula Ford racer out of the UK, so he's a great driver. He's been really instrumental in actually helping our team to drive this car, because the other drivers are not professional drivers, and we've got ferocious winds out here today in northern South Australia, and you're driving what's basically a giant wing that weighs 180 kilos. At 100 kilometres an hour. So it's not the most stable car. It's been fantastic to have his professional experience available to us to help coach the other drivers on the best way to deal with these conditions.
Now, well, Cameron, we've got to go. The news is upon us, but I think it's important to remind people too that it's solar powered, so you've got to keep the car at an angle where it's getting as much maximum solar energy in as it can, and I'm sure that leads to some difficult driving too. Cameron, good luck. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck in the home stretch.
Thanks very much, man. Talk soon.
Cameron Chewsley is the team leader of Team Arrow in the World Solar Challenge, and they're near Port Augusta. They've got to make it to Adelaide. They're off the lead group at the moment, but what a great job to be doing what they're doing.